copper hose.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to a woman we've had on our show before. She's an Emmy Award-winning film director, a mother of two, proud Little Rock native, sixth-generation Arkansan. And we've had her, like I said, on here quite a bit. She's got a great background. She's been, you know, all over the map nationally.
She's got a great background, all right.
Yeah, she has done tons of great films, and specifically Antiquities that was produced, that she did this in 2016, Roger, hard to believe, along with Graham Gordy, Daniel Campbell, Gary Newton.
Gabe Mahan?
Yes, Gabe obviously worked on that, her husband as well.
I remember him.
Catherine Tucker joins us. Good morning, Catherine. How are you? Or did we lose her? Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
There she is. We just lost you for a second. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We are always great to get you on. And obviously, we didn't mention your dad. Obviously, who was in your movie, right, Roger? Within
he
Antiquities.
Sure was. He played
Rhett
Bingo.
Tucker. Rhett, yeah. Oh, great scene in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you doing, Catherine?
We're doing fantastic. My dad always likes to refer to his IMDb page where it says best known as being the bingo caller in Antiquities.
He nice. is cast perfectly.
He is.
He's got his glasses. What are the little glasses that are so funny and cute? And his personality is perfect for that. I can't remember what he said. He's like B7. We got us a winner.
Just calls the number. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so good. Hey,
he
listen.
Says that's a bingo, folks, or something.
It's a great line. Again, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed, Roger hasn't had 10 more Antiquity movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
That'd be pretty good. You got
crazy.
Antiquities 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I know. Right. Daniel Campbell's Blundell too busy making millions, doing other things. He doesn't want to get back to it, I guess. He's too busy.
Well.
Hey, you've one of the things you started, you know, you're a big believer in supporting film, and in Arkansas, is I think it was, what, was it 6 years ago that you guys started this new nonprofit organization?
Well, it's actually 9 years
ago,
if you can believe it. Next year is going to be our 10th year.
Wow.
And we started in 2017. It's pretty wild.
That's the Arkansas
Cinema
Society.
I only had one kid.
Yeah, Arkansas Cinema Society. Yeah.
The Arkansas Cinema Society, yeah.
Right.
Yes, and the endeavor was quite selfish, actually. I wanted to be able to work on movies and live in Arkansas.
Sure.
And I think that's what a lot of filmmakers in Arkansas want to do. And so in addition to having a film festival that's a lot of fun, we work on advocacy. We're actually doing a roundtable this weekend at Filmland with the legislators.
Yeah.
And inviting all filmmakers to come hear about what's happening with the film incentive and what the plan is for the future. So that's at 2:00 at AMFA on Friday.
Yeah. So just so folks understand it. So you started Arkansas Cinema Society back in 2017. Mm-hmm. When did you start Filmland, which is the event going on this weekend? When did that start?
So we did a launch event our first year called Premiere, and we had Adam Driver come with The Force Awakens and several other filmmakers that I can't remember now because it was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But then the following year, 2018, we started Filmland. Premiere was more of a launch event just to kind of say, hey, we're here. This is what our mission is. And then 2018 was the first actual Filmland. So this will be the 8th Filmland. Technically.
Before we get to the film that's going to be this afternoon, the sports film, you also have Matthew McConaughey coming into town, and to receive
an award. Have you heard of him? I don't know if people know who he is, but he has been in a few films.
Yes,
McConaughey.
He has. But the crazy thing, Catherine, is that I discovered this a few years because Justin Moore, during COVID, did a podcast with Matthew McConaughey for about an hour, and McConaughey tipped something off. He was talking about his book, and he just said something real briefly about, I've got a connection to Arkansas. Well, I went back and read his book, and he has got a fascinating connection, Roger. His great-great-aunt was a major player in women's rights in Arkansas in the early 1900s. She's front page of the Arkansas Gazette. A lot of his folks, he had two, I think a grandfather and his son were the only back-to-back mayors of Little Rock. that were McConaughey family members, and then he's got a ton of folks buried over at the graveyard over there off of the main drag there, Broadway. And so I actually had tried to do an event with him years ago and didn't get it because one of the things I wanted to bring him in and just spend time, let him, you know, take some time with whoever the governor was at that time, looking at all the connections he had. But I guess you know about that, right, Catherine?
I do. You know, I heard it actually through the grapevine, through Jeff Nichols, and you're reminding me that we should maybe ask him if he wants to go over there while he's here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're going to have time, but it would be worth his time to come in and spend a day touring, because it's significant. I mean, tell you, it's significant. And the way he figured it out, he did one of those, the 21 and Me deals. And I think that's how he found out.
Who knows more about that, Basil? Because I'd love to... I would love to know more about that.
I just done my research on it. I find it fascinating. But anyway, so he's going to be being honored. Oh. But yeah, so let's talk about the movie this afternoon that's a sports movie that
yes,
you guys
sir.
Are showing. Yeah.
Princeton James is going to be here. This is part of our Filmland Arkansas program. So when we started Filmland, we wanted it to be, quality over quantity. So we screen about 10 films over 4 to 5 days, and Princeton James was one of the selections for the Arkansas Features. We open submissions for films that have any sort of connection to Arkansas, and so this is one of those features. And actually, both films today are part of Filmland Arkansas. But Princeton James is a Memphis-based filmmaker and theater artist, and this movie is about a basketball drama. It's a basketball drama that is about a street baller trying for one last shot at a college scholarship. So it'll be a great film at 4:15 at AMFA. It's our opening. It's our opening film.
Where is that located? Is it down at the Ron Robinson?
The Museum of Fine Arts.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, the Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts. We they are an incredible partner and host Filmland now every year, and if you want to beat the heat, the theater and the museum are very air conditioned. So come on down.
It starts at 4:15. Now, Roger, do you remember there was another? Is this a film? How did I describe? This is not a documentary. This is actors. This is not a
short film.
Yes. Yeah, no, right. It's a narrative.
Okay. Narrative.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A narrative feature. Yeah, fiction narrative.
Because
feature.
Remember, there was an award-winning documentary that came out of Arkansas, Catherine. Probably, somebody help me out. 661-1037. What was the name of that? I think it was up for an Academy Award for best documentary. It was about a guy trying to make it in basketball. That's what it reminded me of, Catherine. This hoop street.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up. 661-1037. Let us know, but. So it's Princeton James. That's the name of the movie, 4:15. What's a website folks can find out all the lineup for the weekend?
The name of, actually, Basil, the name of the movie is Hoop Street.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's directed by, my bad. Yeah, directed by Princeton James. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hoop Street. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. What's a website for you guys?
Filmland.org.
Yeah, what a cool name to be the director. Excuse me, I'm Princeton James here to be your director.
I know, right?
It works a lot.
What do you remember?
Of course he's a director.
What do you remember about Roger Scott during your time producing Antiquities?
Remind me, who is Roger Scott?
That
name rings a bell, but I can't quite place it.
All I know, Catherine, is I was there.
Your husband has pictures.
Catherine, I witnessed it. I've got pictures of it. The night that y'all had the premiere at the Ron Robinson Theater, Ted Danson comes up to Roger and just said, man, you were amazing in this film. And he was not talking about his wife. Yeah, he was talking about the breakout performance of Roger Scott. Yeah.
It was a breakout performance of Roger Scott, and I want to bring him back myself.
Sure you do.
Daniel won't do it, I will.
Well, I've always thought this. I thought with the way we should do it, Catherine, is that we do it. The next part two, is Antiquities, Blundell Goes to Washington. He does a complete flip,
I love that.
A complete 180 from his political slant in the movie, which would have been more on the conservative side, and he switches on the way up there as he drives because he's afraid of flying. He changes because he meets people as he goes up to Washington, and his whole perspective changes, and he then it that movie ends with him running for president.
Yeah,
this is a great idea.
It's a fantastic. Kath,
this is a, if I had money, I'd green light that.
Kat, by the way, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Catherine Tucker, who is heading up the Arkansas Cinema Society, and Filmland is this weekend. What other projects, Catherine, do you have going on? Anything? But I know this is a big weekend, but anything you've got going on personally in film?
I actually just directed my first feature this year, and we shot in December and January. We shot all in California. The investors wanted us to shoot in Ojai, California, and it's a dramedy. It's like a comedy drama, about father of the bride meets mother of it. Instead of father of the bride, it's mother of the groom. And it's a comedy about a mother-in-law, the first time she meets her future daughter-in-law, and comedy and drama ensues, as we all know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's great. You're excited about it, I'm sure. Right.
I'm so excited. Yeah, we're finishing it. We didn't get it ready in time for Filmland this year, but hopefully it'll be ready next year. Starring Mary Steenburgen and Michaela Watkins, Rob Hubel's in it, Sosie Bacon, Kevin Bacon's daughter. We had an amazing cast. So and Gabe Behan shot it. So it will have an Arkansas flavor to it.
That's awesome. I love it. I know you're excited about that. Also, by the way, Roger, yes, our listeners have all chimed in. It's Hoop Dreams, yep. A 1994 American documentary. That was originally intended to be a 30-minute short film produced for PBS, but it ended up leading to 5 years of filming, 250 hours of footage. It premiered at the Sundance in 94, where it won the Audience Award for Best Documentary, although it was not nominated for the Academy Award, which led to massive public outcry. But anyway, it said it was number one ranked on the current TV special 50 documentaries
wow.
Before You Die. So anyway, so this is sort of sounds similar. I never watched Hoop Dreams, but this is Hoop Street.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it might be similar. Obviously, as you mentioned, it's a narrative and not a documentary. But, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great story to watch as well.
We have so many great films this week. We have films that have won awards and premiered at Sundance and South By in Berlin. We also have the hometown screening of Mouse, which shot in Arkansas a year ago. And it's Kelly O'Sullivan is a filmmaker from Arkansas, and she'll be here. We have some really awesome workshops as well on Saturday and Sunday, and we're doing our pitch contest for the second time.
Oh, cool.
This year we have a $5,000 prize.
Wow.
So we had 33 applicants for the pitch contest, and 9 were selected. And they get a $5,000 prize and a film equipment grant from Film Gear Rentals.
Wow, that's
so
that's,
essentially
yeah.
it would yeah. green light the short film. So that'll be super exciting on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a life changer. It could be a career changer. By the way, Roger, this is a 5-day film festival. I mean, that's August 12th through the 16th. So let's not do like a 2 or 3 day, Catherine. Let's go 5 days. My gosh, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of effort.
You know me, go big or go home.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, listen, congrats on another year of Filmland. It's going to be a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us again. The movie today that you're talking about starts at 4:15, so you can check out all the information on the web. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, filmland.org has our full schedule, but we have also Judge Reinhold showing up tomorrow for a 40th anniversary of Ruthless People. Brink of War tomorrow afternoon is it's all of these films are besides Ruthless People, of course, are screening ahead of the national release. So it's pretty exciting.
Good work as always, Catherine. Congrats. Hope it's a great week. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right. Catherine Tucker, everybody, is 8:47.